Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Pretty Basic.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is it action?
Hi guys, welcome back to Pretty Basic. I'm your co-host Remy Cruz.
And I'm your other co-host Alicia Marie. Honestly, it's not about us today.
No. Today we have, I wrote this down for you. Singer, songwriter, actor, actress, athlete, activist, a scientist on the motherfucking side, best-selling author, Vogue Philippines cover star, Drag Race Philippines guest judge, Leo extraordinaire, Bretman Rock!
The crowd goes wild.
Oh my God, guys, sit down. It's just me. No. It's literally just me, like Island Girl. Oh my gosh, hey audience. And if, for those of y'all listening on Spotify, I suggest you guys watch this on YouTube because I'm not wasting this glam, bitch.
I love that you did our job for us.
No, no, we're literally.
Like begging them to watch
the
YouTube.
Like you said, I'm a Leo. Y'all gonna see me today, bitch. The fuck? Watch this shit on YouTube.
Thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Oh, sorry. Also, thank you for having me, you guys.
Humble King, Bretman Rock.
Yes, I am very humble.
Well, we're so excited. Back when we started the podcast, you were one of our first guests.
I know.
But it was audio only.
Yes.
And the world didn't get to see this.
Yeah.
So now we have the YouTube video. We're in the studio. And I'm just excited to be girlies and talk.
Yeah, I would use audio very loosely though, because I think I was actually recording with a Tunes brush.
Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
I sounded like Optimus Prime.
I have a distinct memory of you being like, wait, let me get my headphones. And then you're like, wait, oh, I need a mic. Let me go get my mic.
Girl, during that time, I had just found podcasts, honestly.
Like,
I wasn't really into podcasts yet. And that's when I just started getting into podcasts. And I was like, how the fuck does this even work? So that's why I didn't even have my headphones or like a mic. So I set it up that day.
No, we were
10
all
minutes in.
You did a lot more than some of those guests did, honestly. So thank you for driving.
I was not going to be like with my, you know how everyone was recording with their wireless?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to sound like Optimus Prime, girl. None of that.
I remember we spent a lot of that podcast also telling you to start your own podcast.
Yes. And look where we are now. No podcast.
I was like,
no podcast.
I thought you were going to announce something.
I was like, I don't have that in my notes. Yeah. Fuck.
Still no podcast?
I would love to have one. I already know a format that I really want to do. Can I actually just... I'm going to pitch it out here and y'all can comment in the YouTube section if y'all think this is a good idea. But I really want to do like a chicken shop, kind of like Emilia vibes.
Oh,
but
with the chickens?
It's me convinced that they're so into me and it's going to be called You Want Me So Bad. That's the title. You Want Me So Bad. And it's just me interviewing like regular... like people, like imagine me interviewing like a firefighter.
Okay.
Like,
wait,
you know what I mean?
That.
I'm in a smoky eye.
Obviously.
And I'm like, so what is it about me that you want? What did you notice about me first? What about fire that turns you on?
Fire.
Exactly. So that's going to be the format of my show. Like my guest just wants me so bad.
I really thought
you
it was.
It yet?
I know.
I'm saying. So don't fucking steal it, bitch.
Yeah. Copyright trademarking now.
Yeah. Wait, also congrats on your new partnership.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much. What have you been up to lately?
I have been up to, oh my gosh. I've been on my winding down era.
Really?
No,
go I was gonna, you've been a jet setter.
Bitch, we were just at Beyonce, which I'm so mad y'all did not do a whole episode about yet. I feel like this episode we could do that.
Let's definitely, actually, it's so perfect.
Beyonce was so fun. Honestly, I've just been home and meditating. Because before Beyonce, I was home for 24 hours just repacking from Philippines. I came back from motherland and yeah. So I'm just like winding down and I'm back in my LA era again this month. Yeah, it took me 3 fucking times to get in here this week because on Sunday my flight got canceled. The next day after that, it got delayed. And so I went to the airport for like as I would for the delayed times. And bitch, they closed the TSA line on me. So I had to come back. Not on me, but I got there at 10:30 and they closed it at 10:30.
What?
And then they were like, you can check in at the international. And I'm like, bitch, I'm not doing a whole run. So yeah, there's
that. Oh my God.
Took me 3 times to get here, but I got in last night.
Wait, I didn't know. At 12 midnight.
No, you did not.
So, bitch, we're both team no sleep. So. I know. Oh,
okay, perfect. Well, we have Celsius and all that shit.
And now you have no reason to not come out with us tonight.
I know. Now I'm on the spot. Damn.
We're going out. It's karaoke night. We're going to sing.
Oh, I did also do karaoke the other night. I think that's also why my voice is gone.
What's your karaoke song?
My go-to? I did Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. I do love that one.
I don't know that song, but
you don't know that song.
Dug my key. Oh, and
I didn't know that was the title of it.
That is like the classic
karaoke song.
I would say mine's Like a Virgin.
Madonna. Also the Hercules one.
Oh, I won't say I'm in love. That's from Hercules.
I usually go for the Philippine national anthem, which is Beyonce Listen. See, that there's really a Filipino is,
that
on
actually
set.
Is, yes.
That is literally the Beyonce. That is literally our Philippine national anthem, girl. Like every karaoke. If you don't get that song by the time you're 8 years old.
But like, what is it like to karaoke in the Philippines? Because every Filipino
is a
good
singer. Oh, it's
not
karaoke to us. It's a performance.
Yeah, it's a talent show.
It's a talent show, really. It's literally our thing. Like, I don't know. I also would say I'm like one of those Filipinos that don't really can't sing, but like.
That's not true.
Has the mic.
Didn't it say singer on that intro?
Yeah.
Singer question mark.
That's
the first time I've ever heard you say anything like that.
Yeah, literally.
Amazing. Well, so when you went to the Philippines recently, is that when you did Drag Race or was that
previously? No, that was the first. The last time, I went to the Philippines twice this year. So the first time I went this year was Drag Race. Yes. And then this time around was really just for vacation because the first time I went back home, I didn't get any vacation. I literally was like work, book tour, a press, and then like billboard shoots. And there was like really no time to be home and like be present and like be actually home because I was Bretman Rock for that time.
Yeah.
And then so this time around, I came home as just Bretman and there was no really work besides like the Vogue Gala, which was really me just going there to let them bitches know, like, who's that girl?
Absolutely.
I really just went home for a vacation and to, you know, shit on bitches. I love shitting on people, y'all. Like, literally.
I feel like we're on your podcast right now.
Hold a conversation.
I just keep laughing and I'm like, oh my God.
I love, well, not that it feeds my soul, but like when I was in high school, girl, I love when like I would pull up to class. Not in my uniform.
Oh, I saw the Snapchat.
Oh, girl. Love making people like rethink their outfit. Like, oh, I thought I looked cute today. Then Bretman came.
Where do you think the confidence all came from?
I think, well, I do think that we are all a product of our environment. And fortunately for me, I was also raised by a Leo father and a Scorpio mom.
Me as well.
I'm saying
me as well.
So how did we get this confident bitch? The bitches that raised us, honestly. Like, my dad had the 16-step skincare routine before the Koreans even discovered it, girl. And my mom did not let anybody like tell her shit. Like nobody could tell my mom anything. So like just growing up around that type of environment, but also just like my parents blurring the gender roles for me growing up because, you know, in Asian culture, like the mom is usually the one at home. In any culture, honestly, like the dad's out working and the mom's at home taking care of the kids. But it was the opposite for us. It was the dad. My dad was at home taking care of me. And my mom was out in the marqueta, like selling for us. And my dad had the long hair. My mom had the short hair.
Wow.
So like my parents have always blurred what gender roles were for me. But also they were always just so confident and they knew who the fuck they were.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which was so like nice to grow up into. And also they knew who Bretman Rock was before even I knew who I was. Like, and they let me explore that. And I think that is truly where my confidence comes from, is just like my parents being like, yeah, my son's gay and your son's a loser. And those words came from like my dad. So it was just like, you know.
Wait, that's so cool, because so many people don't have that.
Yes.
And like to be able, like that was your standard, you know, to you. You're like, why wouldn't your parents be accepting?
For sure. And I think that's why I feel so privileged whenever I have like young queer people tell me, oh my God, I don't know why I'm getting emotional now. Like, girl, especially like when young queer people tell me like I helped them come out.
Yeah.
And I kind of have like that self-reflection of like, oh my God, girl, I didn't even come out. You know what I mean? Like, so how did I help you come out when I never had to come out? You know, like I never, and I've never verbally said like, hey, y'all come out.
Yeah.
You know, so. So.
No, I know what you mean. Hey, I totally get that.
So I really truly just always been out.
I feel like usually coming out is more so, especially to your parents, is like a huge part mm-hmm. of it. But to have them like just from day one.
Yeah.
I love that yeah. so much.
And not to say I joke about coming out, but like sometimes I do take very serious moments with my mom and I'm like, Mom, I am gay. Like I literally just do like poke fun of her.
What did she say
like,
back?
Because I do it to her so often. Like, she just okay. you know, she just sighs.
She's like Anne.
Okay. Girl, we knew when you were conceived.
But yeah. I love that it was just like an innate thing that was instilled in you. It wasn't like they were even actively trying to do that. Like they just sounded like amazing parents that just were super accepting over everything.
Yeah.
That's just, great.
They loved themselves.
Yeah. But I love that. I feel like just you're so inspirational to actually everybody. Like the more I've been talking about you a lot, especially the past few days.
Miss Remy-lish. That's why my ear been ringing, bitch.
Yeah, like, I thought I heard
to
something.
Every person fucking loves you. And I know like you're just like you're loving hearing this right now, but I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. Like you are such an inspiration to so many, especially being an Asian person. Like the representation that you bring to queer people, to Asian people all over, it's truly, you're such an enigma and no one else can do it like you do it.
What do you even say to that thing? Thank you, Remy. No, I really, thank you. Cause I think a big part of like, even when the whole cancer culture was a big thing, and to be honest, like, thankfully I'm loved. I didn't really get much, bite from the cancel culture, mm-hmm. but what I did get from like the little taste that I got from cancel culture was just like, I really would hate for this to reflect the way that my mom raised me. Like that's really what I was worried about, is my mom seeing those hate comments of like people saying that how horrible I am of a person, and like I would just hate for my mom to read those and think like, I did not raise a good son. And I think I don't know why that affects me so much, because I know my mom, she just wanted to raise great kids. I think that like worked hard, but also like respected people, but also like knew when not to be respected and when to like defend themselves and stuff like that. But I don't really know where I was going with that, actually.
I've never heard an influencer say that, or creator, whatever. Really? I don't know. No. Like that is one of the most selfless things. Every influencer makes it about themselves. You know what I mean? Like the fact that you're thinking about your mom and what she would think, and like, that just shows your heart.
Aww.
Like that's rare. Like to you, I'm sure it feels like natural, but I'm like, my mouth literally, I was like, oh my God, I've never heard anyone talk like that about it. That's rare.
I think it's because just like whenever I'm reading it, I have those moments where I'm like, that's not how I was raised.
Mm.
Literally, that's my first thought every time of hate, is just like, that's not how I was raised.
Wow. So you do like, do you take it to heart in a way
I
where you're like.
I take it to heart because I know I'm not like that. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, girl, you haven't even met me yet. Or okay. like, you know, or yeah. like, you don't know me. You don't know my mom. You don't know where I come from. Or just like, even when people say that I am a bad brother because of how I'm mean to my sister. And I'm just like, girl, that's how we grew up. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I truly, that's not how, and I'm not going to make it like a race thing, because I know like there's white people out there who are mean to their siblings because that's how they grew up too. But like, bitch, Filipinos, we don't say I love you to each other. We're tough lovers. Like when was the last time my mom hugged me? You know what I mean? When my mom hugs me, it's like a side hug. Like literally like the hug that you give to like your frenemies. You know, so that's how we grew up. So, I mean, it's just like, I can't defend myself on those types of situations. Yeah. But in a, yes, it does affect me. But it doesn't like, there's other shit. Yeah. Honestly, it doesn't affect me in a point where like, I'm like, I can't post anymore.
Yeah. Do you read a lot of hate comments?
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah.
No, I think honestly, it was just during the MTV.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was during that time.
I ate that shit. I gobbled that shit up. It was good. I was like, I'd sit in my bed and turn it on every time there's a new one up. I loved it so much. But I understand what you're saying. Like, I feel like the more that I open up, like, even with our friendship, we were just talking about recently how obviously we've done this podcast for like 5 years, and only over the 5 years we've gotten closer. And I feel like as we've gotten closer, our friendship has become more like almost like sisters in a way where it's like we like poke fun at each other and like I'll bring Cal on the podcast and like open up my relationship with Cal, or I've brought my brother on. Yeah. And I love letting everybody in to see so much more, but it also opens up the floodgates for people to make judgmental calls of like, yeah, like Remy, it like is so sassy with Cal or whatever it may be. And I feel like it, I love it because for the people that I think deserve to know more of my heart and my relationships and things. Yeah. And I want to share that with, it also opens it for people who want to make judgments. So it affects me a lot, but we all know that because I'm a baby back bitch. I'm always crying.
I was also going to say, I feel like it's an ongoing, I know it's a joke when you guys make poke fun of Alicia cutting you off.
Yeah.
But I think like people take that seriously as if like you are actually bothered by Alicia cutting you off. I'm like, I don't think Remy gives a
fuck. I could not care less.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, what's funny too is to me, I'm like, we wouldn't be talking about it if it actually was a serious thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we wouldn't be openly saying, like that's just our dynamic. Like we would never joke about something if it felt like a weird sore subject. So like if we ever do talk about stuff to us, we're like, oh no, we're over it. It's like not a thing.
Yeah.
Like we're fine. Mm-hmm. But then the comments are like, oh my God, at 24:32, did you see Remy look at Alicia? Like she clearly was mad. And it was
like, I was disassociating.
Yeah. Or like you were just fixing your lashes.
Yeah, no, like actually I was like probably having an anxiety attack. Yeah, it's okay.
There was just a glitter in her lash. Yeah.
As you guys know, Remy is such a talented cook. If you're not subscribed to Cooking with Remy, what are you doing? I'm quite the opposite. It's not that I can't cook. It's that I'm a lazy cook. You know, I don't really care about presentation. I also don't really feel like dirtying dishes. And then if I am feeling crazy and I get recipes and then I go to the store, half the ingredients end up going bad because I don't use them all. And it's just, it can be a lot. If you relate to any part of that, let me introduce you to HelloFresh. It's changed my life. When I was living alone, it was the best thing because the ingredients literally come to your doorstep, pre-portioned and ready to cook, along with pictured step-by-step recipe cards. So whether you are a five-star chef like Remy or you are, you know, the other end of the spectrum like me, HelloFresh is perfect and you're going to love it. Also, I don't care how good of a cook you are. We all get into ruts when it comes to meals or dinners or lunches. And what I love about this is I make some of the best meals that I never would have dreamt of me even making. The other day, I added a little add-on, which you can do for some of their like seasonal limited time fall flavors. There was an option of this dessert. It was an apple cider cake with a caramel sauce. I chose to add on the barbecue pulled pork nacho appetizer. Yeah, wife me up. And HelloFresh understands that we're all busy. Our schedules are jam-packed. HelloFresh makes whipping up a home-cooked dinner actually doable with quick and easy options, including their 15-minute meals. You can make a five-star restaurant dinner in 15 minutes. And if you want a discount, go to HelloFresh.com/50Basic and use code 50Basic for 50% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/50Basic and use code 50Basic for 50% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. You guys, I cannot believe that Halloween is here. It's pretty much here. Parties are happening. Costumes are being made. My social media, all I see are costume ideas and people having fun little parties and making food and snacks. And I am jealous. I think I'm going to throw a Halloween party this year. Problem is I don't have much, but lucky for me and you, Macy's has every single thing you could possibly need for this Halloween. Seriously, Macy's has everything. They got costumes. They have clothing. Maybe you're going to a Halloween costume party. Maybe you want to dress up as your favorite movie character or even a meme. Macy's has pretty much any costume you could want. I don't know what I want to be for Halloween this year. Please, you know, send me a DM or leave some comments of ideas for me. I feel like I went so full out last year. I kind of want to just have a more chill Halloween, Halloween weekend, Halloween month. What is about Halloween? It's like an entire month. I feel like it's not just Halloween. But regardless, I think I want to be low key this year. Remy and I, we are filming a really exciting Halloween episode for Pretty Basic. So Remy and I got our costumes from Macy's. I'm really excited for you guys to see it. But yeah, now I'm thinking maybe I'm going to have like a cute, small, intimate little movie night. Everyone can dress up however they want and we can just watch movies. Also, if you're like me and need some decor for your Halloween party, Macy's has all of the decor and candy for guests or trick-or-treaters, no matter what your plans are this Halloween. Maybe you're just staying in, watching some movies and you want to have some candy out for trick-or-treaters. Hello, go to Macy's. I also have a friend who is obsessed with all things Halloween. I have been sending her so many cute decor things anytime I see it online. And maybe you just want to get a gift for someone. So maybe I should do that for her. And like I said, Halloween is pretty much here. And if you are like me and procrastinate everything, you do not need to worry because everything is super quick when you order with same day delivery. You can pick it up in the store or use curbside pickup. So head on over to Macy's.com.
Okay, but speaking of cancel culture, I feel like you are the most unproblematic influencer creator to ever exist.
Because I leave everybody alone, girl.
I was going to say how.
And everybody leaves me alone as well in my little rock, girl, on my little island. I don't do anything to hurt other people, girl. Just me and my chickens.
Also, I feel like from day one, you've been unapologetically yourself. I think a lot of cancel culture comes with people being two-faced a lot or like behind the scenes, they're different than how they appear and da-da-da-da. This is me going back, sorry, to you in high school. Cause that's when my friend was like, do you know this Bretman Rock? Like, oh my God, you need to watch him going to high school, literally like coming late to class, stunting on these hoes. Like, so funny. So we would sit and watch some of your Snapchats.
Oh my God.
But now I'm like,
okay, that's how I know you're OG actually. OG. Bitch, I'm the only bitch that could say they started at Snapchat.
Honestly, I don't think I know anyone else who has.
Literally.
That's insane. But did you ever feel pressure? I don't know, when you have all these people coming to you being like, I look up to you, you're an inspiration. Right. Like, did you ever feel pressure?
Oh gosh, I really don't want to sound like that bitch that's like, oh yeah, my life is better than everybody. But honestly, growing up in an island of population of 3 fucking people, I did not feel the pressure, honestly, because before I was Bretman Rock on the internet, I was Bretman Rock in real life. Mm-hmm. In high school, I was always in my 5th grade water play. I was wearing a 2-piece bikini.
I'm dead.
In middle school PE, I was always allowed to pick if I wanted to be in the boys and girls team.
Wow.
I was in every student console. I was always involved in school. So I was like loved, honestly. Like I'm not just loved online, but like I was also like honestly loved in school. And like all my teachers, you know, they like, people would always be like, how are you always late? Well, girl, my teachers let me, because they knew I was a bad bitch. I graduated with honors. I did all my homework. And wow, they knew I was also traveling in high school at the time. That's the only times where I would say I felt pressure was when I started to travel. Because who is in high school going to LA a week out of every month to do VidCon, to release a makeup palette, to do big meetings with like makeup brands and like UTA, because we're UTA girlies,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And like, who's doing that in high school, you know? So that's where I would feel pressure, is when I'm not home. And I think that's why I stayed home.
Yeah.
Oh.
Honestly, because I don't feel much pressure when I'm home. I only really feel it when I'm in fashion weeks in New York or Paris, or like when I'm in LA filming in studios. Not that I feel pressure right now, because I literally feel like I'm just hanging out with my friends. But yeah, no, I did not feel the pressure because people were always also telling me to do YouTube as well. So like literally it was just like me just following what my friends told me to do. So, and they were my first viewers. They were, honestly, I became as Bretman Rock in Hawaii before I became Bretman Rock in the world. And I think I owe so much of Bretman Rock on the island and so much of my confidence because, girl, literally like, they love Mahu's back home. Mahu is gays. They love like Mahu's in Hawaii. And I was always celebrated. And I think that helped a lot with not feeling the pressure because I was already celebrated with my family. And then at school, my teachers and everyone around me celebrated me and encouraged Bretman Rock. And I think that's why Yeah. You know, I didn't feel much pressure because I think I was just following what people were telling
me. Like, how different would it be if we all grew up accepted? You know what I mean? I think you're like the prime example of that. Like, that's insane.
Just surrounded by so much love.
So much love and so much people that just like believed in you, honestly. And now, oh my gosh, I'm like, girl, can y'all believe in me again? Because I think Hawaii is sick of me, y'all. I think everybody that wanted to meet, and everyone, I'm just joking, obviously, but everybody that wants to meet Bretman Rock in Hawaii has already met Bretman Rock. So I'm at a point in my career now where like I could literally just do whatever I want back home. And it's really just the tourist people that like.
That's great though.
But I just don't go to Waikiki.
Yeah, everywhere else, girl.
I'm like normal, but in Ewa Beach and Waianae, I could go to any beach I want. And it's just like, how is it, Brett?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
It met me at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, is there anything else in your career you want to do? I feel like you've done so much.
Oh gosh, I feel like I'm just doing side quests now, honestly. Mm. Like, I feel like I'm just opening expansion packs.
Ooh, wait, I love that analogy.
I'm just doing random fucking things. Like, this month, I'm releasing my own ice cream flavor with Wanderlust.
I'm going to try it.
Yes, thank you. For Filipino American History Month. I'm judging Drag Race.
That's iconic. Writing
books. Bitch, I'm doing shit that I never really thought that was in my fucking cards. Yeah. Honestly. So I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Yeah. But like, I'm willing to say yes to every fucking thing.
That's funny though. Because I feel like a lot of people would look at you being like, I want to be like Bretman. He's doing everything. Da 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 da. Yeah. But to also hear that you don't know exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's important because I feel like from the outside, it looks like you have all your ish together. It's like you literally at Paris Fashion Week. Like,
but I always tell people, like, even though I did start at beauty, beauty was really never my niche.
Which now it shows. I think back then it felt like you were more in it. But now seeing you out of it, I feel like you've grown into even a whole other like.
My niche is what I'm into at the moment. You know what I mean? Like. And Desi, which when we were at the Beyonce concert, she pulled me to the side and she's like, I just love that you are a farmer yesterday and now you're here full glam with extensions and you're at just Beyonce and tomorrow you go home again and you collect your eggs and you garden and then who knows what you're doing next month. Yeah. And I literally was like, oh my God, Desi, you said something.
It's true though. I feel like it's so apparent that everything you do is also just for yourself. Mm-hmm. Like for your own enjoyment, to make yourself laugh, to make yourself happy, to make little Bretman proud of himself. Like from the huge things of like Drag Race and an ice cream collab and Vogue Philippines and all those things to like putting pants on your chicken. Like I know you're just doing that to make yourself laugh, but like it's so apparent you're just having fun. And that's why everyone eats
it
up. And
that's why you're here. Oh my God, the race of
the turtles.
I just be doing shit.
Like,
you know?
Like,
do you think like, oh, this is gonna go viral, or you're truly just like, this is funny?
Girl, I record everything. Yeah. So it's just like, girl, even if nobody's watching it, I'm gonna upload that video, girl. No. And also, I think just to save the heartbreak for me, I never have those thoughts anymore. Mm. Like, oh my God, this is gonna go viral. Because bitch, if there's anything about TikTok, the ones that you think are gonna go viral is never gonna go viral. But it's the ones that you barely thought about.
You look horrible in.
You look horrible in. Oh my gosh. And it goes viral. Like, I'm like, girl, I just gave y'all a full blowout tutorial where my hair looks good in the end. But this one where I'm trying out the old fucking filter
has
3 million views. Yeah, yeah. Girl, go fuck yourself. TikTok.
Do you think you're gonna make a return to YouTube ever?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm craving the long format again. Thankfully, as a creator, not just a consumer, I'm craving the long format again. Mm-hmm. So yes, but I would love to structure it more. Yeah, I would just like to structure it more as like a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
A show style. Because I love like feeling like I have a show.
Yeah.
Like even just like this right now with the lights, with the clapper, with the timer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bitch, this is a show.
Our little KitchenAid timer.
Yeah, literally.
From DJ Max.
26 minutes and 16 seconds.
I'm excited though. I went back and looked at a bunch of your videos, but I didn't realize it had been, I watched the room tour, but I didn't realize it had been 9 months since you last posted that, which is crazy. But has it been like a nice break for you?
Oh my gosh, it's been a lovely break, honestly. Just like not YouTubing and like not having to worry about that in my contrast because girl, they love a good YouTube. Yeah, it's been a nice break, but I low-key do miss filming my mukbangs with my sister.
Yeah.
Your sister, shit like that. So but girl, she keeps popping out these clones.
Please talk about the clones.
Girl,
please.
Oh yeah, my sister's clones, y'all. The third one just dropped. This one's a boy, Tofi. He's really sweet. And now I have to think of 3 fucking Halloween costumes every year now.
Oh, I love it.
My sister just keeps adding on. And that really started because my little niece, Cleo, her birthday is Halloween.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
So She's an icon.
So every birthday, girl. And this is my year to pick our Halloween costumes. And I did not tell her yet what we're doing.
Do you guys alternate?
We do alternate. That's so cute. Last year, she was like, I don't know what to pick because she... Okay, she wanted to be a Roblox character last year. And I'm like, Clay, we're not doing fucking Roblox, girl. Like, that's too broad. And I'm not. And I wanted, you're and like last year, I was like, hot in October. And I was like, Clay, we need to give body, bitch. Yeah. I'm not wearing cartoon, like, boxes. No. Like
cardboard boxes.
And I was like, oh, you should watch, what was I last year? Oh my gosh. Dorothy. She was Dorothy yes. with the Tin Man. That was yes. us last year. And I was yeah. like, and then I was like, I just basically... Said that to her. I was like, we should do this. She was like, yes, I like her dress. So I was like, but this year, Cleo, if you're watching, hey, bitch. I mean, hey, girl. We're doing Aladdin and Genie. She's Genie, of course. Yeah. And it's just an ode to my 3rd grade play drama where I played Aladdin.
Obviously.
And I just want to see my niece blue.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to paint her blue?
I just want to paint Cleo blue and piss her the fuck off, honestly.
Oh, God.
I know, my mind. But last year, I was the Tin Man, the straw, and then the fucking lion, girl.
I'm too much.
Yeah, too fucking
too much.
Much.
Are you like handcrafting these or are you buying them?
Oh, girl, what do you think a stylist is for?
Okay.
Shout out to you, Brian Meller. Love you.
Did he craft this look today?
No, this was actually because I was very excited for the new Jean Paul Gaultier.
It's so good.
Collection. Thank you so much.
It's insane.
I truly feel like we are your guests on the
pod. He did tell me to buy it. So yes, technically, but I picked it up.
Okay.
No, it's cute.
Thank you.
I feel like we could step up our game a little bit.
This was me stepping up my game.
Me too. I was like, oh, I should like.
His face like.
Oh. No, I love. I told Arrows today. I was like, I love the fact that Remy and Alicia really do be doing so many full glams. But they're in sweatshirt.
And I'm
like, girl. I think like a sweatshirt balance. With a full glam is cute. Like I think that
no,
it looks
I'm,
like
I
I'm
didn't
not trying
say
to.
It was bad, but no. I'm just like saying that it's so fierce. It's giving very much like COVID. Like, that was every beauty guru in COVID.
I
like,
literally
honestly.
Come with like ball gown every time.
I would never have heard that as a compliment, but you saying it was like such a big compliment.
That was every beauty guru in COVID. That was me in COVID, girl. Like, yeah. Full glam, full beat in the clothes I woke up in.
My COVID outfit, I kid you not, was like the crew socks, the Nike crew socks, sweat shorts, and then like a corset top. Like I like tried halfway to feel cute. That, like every single day, that's pretty much what I wore.
I didn't change out of my pajamas. I just rolled out of bed and then went right back to bed and then rolled out of bed and then right back to bed.
Exactly.
Were you stepping out?
To get the mail.
Cute.
Exactly. Cute. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, something that you said at the beginning that stuck with me is you have obviously a distinction, or not obviously, but this stuck out to me, a distinction between Bretman Rock and Bretman.
Bretman. Yes.
Can you explain
the
distinction?
One of the great things I learned in therapy, honestly.
Really? I love therapy.
Love therapy. I need to start seeing one again soon. I'm just putting that out there. So when I watch this episode back, I'm calling myself out.
Good.
You should go see a therapist again.
I'm going tomorrow morning.
Anyways, I was telling her about how, a lot of Bretman Rock's problems and Bretman's problems, because I had a boyfriend at the time.
Oh. Can we talk about that?
Oof.
I've always wondered. I've always wanted to know.
Yes.
Okay.
And she was like, did you ever think about them as 2 different people? And then that's really when it stuck to me. And I'm like, that is so true. Like Bretman Rock's problems is never really Bretman's problems as well. So I truly just treat them as left and right brain.
Okay. I've felt the same way with Alicia and Alicia Marie because I've never gone by Alicia Marie ever until YouTube.
Yes.
So like, but I feel like I just sound crazy when I'm like, oh, like Alicia Marie. Yeah. And like,
and people think it's you trying to compare yourself to Hannah Montana. And I'm like, girl, that's a whole different fucking show, girl. Like, no, this is my brain we're talking about and how I compartmentalize like my issues and problems, but and knowing when to deal with them and.
Do you like physically tap into it? Like you have to be like, okay, I'm going into this brain now. Or are you just like, is that how you deal with if there is a problem on the table? Or at what point do you bring it up?
I guess in a sense, it's kind of just like how I would ask you guys, like, when do you turn Remy and Alicia on? You know, is it when the cameras are on or you know, are you always Remy and Alicia?
Well, and sometimes I feel like it takes more to be on. Like sometimes I'm like, okay, like yeah, it's going to take more for me to turn it on today or whatever.
For sure.
But it is hard having that, like when your brand is...
I don't think I turn it on as much.
Because the lines do get blurred.
Very. Yeah, I think that's my issue, especially with vlogging so frequently as much as I do and vlogging like start to finish. I think that that's why the comments bother me so much is because I really do think that is who I am. And if it's just being misinterpreted, then it's being misinterpreted. But I think that is actually my root issue. So I'm going to try and start thinking in that way.
Yeah. Miss Remy Ashton.
Miss Remy Ashton.
Okay. Love.
That's really interesting though. And you feel like it's helped you in more ways than...
It helped a lot, especially because at that time I was dumped. And so I was like, girl, Bretman got dumped. Bretman Rock?
Wouldn't get dumped.
It's a thought online. Where yeah. the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was thoughting out when I got dumped. I was Bretman Rock.
Yeah, Bretman Rock is thought now. So when you go home, is there like a conscious thought like, okay, Bretman's here now?
I think it's usually when I'm with family where I'm just Bretman, or like really when I'm just like with my dogs and I'm like laid out in my grass and they're like running
all over. Wait, how many do we have now?
I have six, y'all. Six dogs. Yes. Could have been seven, but the vet killed one.
Wait.
What? Yeah, she was getting fixed, bitch.
What?
She was getting fixed because I'm not trying to have like more babies running around. She got fixed and then the surgery went well, apparently. And then in the recovery room, she's a female dog.
Oh, no.
The bitch started turning blue.
Oh my
God. And they started doing CPR on her. And then she didn't wake up. And guess what? Girl, this is really going to break y'all's heart, especially for those of you watching at home. Her birthday was the next day.
Oh, honey.
I'm sorry. I'm like, gay. I'm so sorry.
Literally, I was like, for your first birthday, my gift to you, no babies.
Oh.
And she, I can't even make a joke about it.
Oh my God,
honestly.
I'm so sorry. No, I'm just like so sorry.
I know. But I had
six.
No buts, but yeah, it is.
I'm
sad.
Sorry, period. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And guess what? My other dog was supposed to go after her. And I'm like, nope. Y'all crazy if you think you're gonna fucking operate on my next dog, bitch. Pull the plug.
Oh my God.
Fuck. Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
But I know accidents don't happen. And like, you know, if the vets that killed my dog watch this, I know you didn't actually kill her. I just love saying that you killed her.
It was just a freak accident, but still, I'm sorry. Like,
because I can't. Didn't. Who am I gonna blame? Me? The fuck? No.
How many pets do you have in total now of all species?
Oh gosh, you really gonna make me do this right now? One flower horn fish, one albino red ear slider.
You love a red ear
slider.
That bitch is gonna outlive me. I'm so worried about
that. Mine ran away. Well, my parents told me he ran away, but I like 10 years later thought like, oh my, did he die? And they didn't tell me.
But they don't die. Yeah. Bitch. Red ear sliders, girl, they literally could last a war. Like literally an asteroid could hit us.
Henry.
And it's me. Red ear sliders and roaches alive. Anyways,
sorry.
The red ear sliders, six dogs, three cats, 45 chickens now because I'm adopting. Oh my God, you guys, I'm adopting one-legged chicken.
Oh,
I'll get to that after this.
Okay.
Two redfoot tortoises.
Cute.
Two leopard tortoises.
Cute.
And then one peacock that I will claim as my pet.
Okay.
Kim?
Only one.
Kim.
Because fuck the other eight, honestly. Like, literally.
Only one.
Yeah. And people are always like, how do you know which one's Kim? I'm like, Kim is the only one with the nerves. The only bitch with the nerve to fucking, like, be out in my, like, literally imagine waking up in the morning and you open your blinds and it's the bitch. Like, first thing you see, like, I'm like, girl, I saw an eye booger in my eye and you're the first thing.
It's literally like Kevin from Up, the big bird.
Yeah.
You know,
just like there.
Yes.
Is that everyone?
That's everyone. And I guess like I have like minor beta fishes and stuff, but I don't count them as that because they're...
Yeah, we're at 61.
61. Okay, I need eight more.
Eight more chickens.
You know where I was going with that.
We can cut this, but you did recently tell me that you were having some trouble with neighbors because you have too many chickens.
Oh yeah, we don't have to cut this.
Okay, we can keep this in. Okay.
Shout out to my HOA. So apparently, I heard from the grapevine that we're only allowed 20 chickens.
Oh.
And no roosters.
Oh.
But I'm like, who's going to come to my fucking house and count my chickens? So yeah.
Me just.
You did tell me also you had to Photoshop them out sometimes. Is that
oh,
true?
Oh yeah. So sometimes. Wow, I really be telling you shit, Remy. What the,
sorry, you trusted you me and then this? I threw it back at you. I'm
like,
sorry.
How do you know this? But yeah, whenever I do make chicken videos, I always like count the screen, like how many chickens are on the screen.
Oh.
Because girl, my HOA, they're on a bitch. Like, yeah. I can't have them screenshotting and be like, we counted 23 in this.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, so you're yeah. always on chicken watch.
Yeah. So I always let, so I have three different coops and each one has like 12 to 10 chickens. Wait. So I let only two coops out each day so that only there's only like really 20 chickens out each day.
Oh.
Math.
Yeah. One coop is Sarama. One coop is for the fluffy ones. And one coop is for like the bigger chickens.
Wait, so ooh. Where's the one-legged one going?
The one-legged one is the Sarama. The Sarama ones are like the miniature chickens from Thailand.
Cute. Oh.
Yeah. The ones that I be hatching on eBay.
I was going to say, so you're hatching your own chickens?
Some of them I hatched on eBay. Girl, who knew you could fucking order eggs on eBay, girl? I also ordered albino peacock eggs on chicken and I want my $300 back because they never hatched.
What?
I bought a whole fucking incubator for them bitches. I was turning them myself each fucking day.
This is
bitch.
My dream.
No. Like, you know that one episode on SpongeBob where he's like, I need yes! the light bulb. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me, bitch. I am SpongeBob, like literally.
Fabulous news. We are sponsored by eBay on this podcast. So I think now would be a perfect time to slide that ad in.
I know.
Yes.
Oh my
God. eBay ad, go.
This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly, eBay is making sure the things you love are authenticated by real experts, because we all know there's no feeling like real. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say Authenticity Guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it's the real thing. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark and you know it's checked by real experts. Whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, these are real people who really live for this. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Nobody that I've ever met in my life loves eBay more than my dad.
Really?
He is on eBay 24/7. Wait. Truly, for any gift, Father's Day, birthday, anything. I'm like, what do you want? He's like, eBay gift card.
Mr. Cruz, I did not know this.
He loves scouring through eBay to find deals, to find, you know, shoes. He loves like nice shoes, nice golf clothes, anything that he could possibly want because he loves a deal. And the authenticity guarantee is absolutely perfect for him so that he knows that he's getting what he's paying for.
Well, now I know to get your dad gift cards for eBay.
He loves.
I had no idea. Love it.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. I have a hard hitting question.
Hit me, girl. Don't
do you eat chicken?
Bitch, mince, dice, bake, adobo style, fried, bitch.
Do you feel bad?
No, I don't eat my chickens. The question should be, do you eat your chickens? No, I don't even eat their fucking eggs, bitch.
You don't eat their eggs?
Girl, no. I get like 60 eggs a week and I just give them to my dogs, girl. That's why their coats be so shiny.
So people shiny.
People are always like, what is their skincare routine? I'm like, fresh eggs every morning.
No, like fresh. Like,
yeah, because I'm just like, girl, these are chicken periods. These are my fucking grandkids. Yo. These are my grandkids you want me to eat? No, bitch, no. So I still... I have my own Costco eggs.
Okay.
But I only do egg whites anyway, so I get the carton.
Love those signature cartons.
Yeah,
bitch. I had that for breakfast.
Okay, can I say a funny story one time? One time, I don't know why I just have so many fucking stories, y'all.
No, we love it.
People eat this up. They love it.
Bitch, tell me why I was, you know when you wake up still high from the edible you ate last night? I was making myself a cup of coffee, and they really need to make those egg cartons more.
Uh-oh.
Looking like a milk egg carton because, bitch, tell me why I was making myself coffee and I poured
the egg white?
The egg white. And I mixed it and I'm like, why is it curdling up? Bitch, it cooked the egg white.
Oh, because it's a little hot coffee?
And I drank and I gagged and I didn't drink coffee for like 2 weeks because it was enough to traumatize me.
I mean, when you go to a bar, sometimes they put egg whites in a drink. So like,
yeah,
you can do that.
Yeah, I love
like the foamy.
The whiskey sour.
Yeah.
Yes, ooh, they love that.
Okay.
I'm a whiskey girl because of Bella Hadid. Another fucking story, ooh, which I could tell you if you
please,
want.
Please, yes, go into
okay,
it.
Okay, so we did a micro course. So y'all, before this day, mind you, I'm not a drinker at all. Like at all. And at a micro course shoot, my first time ever meeting Bella Hadid girl, she was like, I need a drink. And she had asked for a whiskey. That was the day that I became a whiskey drinker, girl.
You got two.
I was like, this is the nastiest shit ever, but Bella drinks it.
Yum.
And I'm going to start fucking drinking whiskey. And I always order whiskey now. Like literally, even if I just take a sip, because Bella would.
WWBD.
What would Bella do? Or what would Bretman do? The wow. B could be for anything. What would really Beyonce do, bitch? Mm. What would Barney do?
Okay. All icons. All
icons.
Okay, so dating?
Oh yeah, girl, hit me.
So I remember like, are we talking about the same relationship? Like how many relationships have you been in?
One, girl.
Okay, that's what later, I, okay. Yes.
The one where I ate up. Like, girl, I low-key, I will say if there's ever a documentary of somebody like hiding their man from the public.
Yes.
You.
I need to be the star of that because yep. Bitch, ain't nobody ever found my ex. Like ever.
Like still pretty still? Much.
Still pretty much.
Damn.
Ever. Because he also didn't have social media. Wow. We were in an island, three people. Yeah. And those three people, they're not snitches. It was during COVID, the prime of our relationship. So girl, we really did not leave.
Yeah. Wow. I remember damn. You were very adamant about not showing his face. And I remember even seeing if I did see a video, like not that I was stalking you, but if it did happen to show up, it would like people were respectful and didn't even show his face. And I thought that like said a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
About how much they respect you and your wishes.
I also think I'm like, girl, do y'all see me dating somebody? Like be fucking for real right now. Like, do y'all see me like wifed up?
Like,
what's your type?
Exactly, girl.
So that's what I was going to say. I can see it, but I don't know what I see.
Like, I'm yeah, like, literally. Okay. So my type, oh my God, this is the perfect time for this. Roll out the Hinge ad before I talk about this because I know y'all be Hinge partners. Which I need to get on the apps actually.
Are you not on any apps?
Never, girl. I was on Raya for a day and then told y'all about how I lost my virginity at Disneyland from Grindr.
Oh,
that was the last
God,
time I,
was
ever on Grindr.
Wait, I forgot the story. Can you tell us again?
It?
Bitch, watch the first episode.
The first episode. Oh my God, yeah. You like unlocked
Remy,
a
watch
memory.
The first
I'm
episode.
I'm so sorry.
Oh. No, or read the book. Oh, I'll actually tell it, but after this part, because I don't okay. want to lose my train of thought, mm-hmm. which I already did already. What was I saying? Fuck.
Fabulous question. Oh, your type. Hinge.
Oh, my type. Yes. So got banned on Grindr. I'm never allowed again. Every time I try to make one, banned the first 10 minutes. Every single time. And then Tinder, why am I wasting my time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Raya.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
So there's really not much for me. And yeah. then DMs, I'm like, girl, mm-hmm. do you really fucking think I'm gonna be getting married one day? And my vows is like, I remember when you DM'd me. No, bitch. I'm not meeting the love of my life online.
I don't think that's that bad though. You think that's bad?
No, I just don't want that to be a part of my fantasy.
You're yeah, sorry, yeah, it's yeah, not yeah.
a
fantasy.
Remy, I'm a fantasy girl.
I know. I'm sorry.
I need to meet him in a boat. Like okay. I need to be drowning and you know. Bitch, like that vibe. Like, you know, I'm a fantasy bitch.
No,
like,
that, that makes know. So much sense.
Mm-hmm. And people are like, and my mom too, is like, do you even think like your boyfriend's gonna watch your videos and or like your future lover is gonna watch your video and cringe. Like, you think you're losing a potential lover because of your videos. And I'm like, Mom, my fucking future lover is not at home watching my TikToks and Instagram videos. My future lover is probably like, you know, reading contracts. He's a lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
my future lover is in a NASCAR driving. You
oh,
know?
He's
okay. busy. You wanna be baby.
Yeah, yeah. I am baby.
You are baby.
I'm baby. So, yeah, with that being said, which leads me to my time.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, a baby is always gonna need a daddy. And I always tell people, I'm like, bitch. when people ask me about my type, I'm like, bitch, do you really fucking think my dad left me when I was 8 to be into people my age? No, bitch. Yeah. I'm into daddies. Like, I love older men. So if there's any older man watching this, which I know is not your demographic, but hey, if your dad.
Yeah,
I know y'all got parents out there. Let them know, or uncles. I love uncles.
Yeah, maybe they're not watching your videos, but maybe, like, you know, their sons or daughters are. You know?
No, maybe they just have a hot dad. Like, they're literally a single dad.
Like, my
single
type uncle. Is like very much like Lana's type. Yeah, but not Lana's type.
Oh, really?
Like, daddy, like. Daddy. Ex-cop.
Yeah. You want to be tossed around.
Yeah. I was like just going to say, yeah. You want to be thrown. Like,
no wonder.
You're doing the whole series. Firefighter.
Oh, yeah. That was my first. Girl, I already know who I'm marrying.
Like, it's a dating show. Like, now it makes sense.
So, yeah. My type is older, cuter. Like a cow. I'll date a cow.
You want a cow?
I love a cow. Okay. Love a cow.
He's not a daddy though.
He said, okay.
Like a daddy cow. Like,
you want a daddy cow?
A daddy cow.
She throws her ring.
I like the cow. Yeah, yeah. I like being taken care of though. It is nice.
Oh yeah, I'm baby girl.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
my God.
So cute.
I just love feeling small. I love being like a squirrel in a tree.
I climb it like a tree.
So small,
like,
so
I love being like Fraggle. Like, I could break any moment now. You know
just
what I
mean? Just a gust of wind's gonna take us away.
Literally.
Yeah, like, too much wind.
Oh, I'm so tiny.
I'm dead because, like, I get it.
Did you take anything away from your first relationship that you'd like to share with the class of, like, lessons or just, like,
good question
in general?
Thank you for that fabulous question, Remy.
Absolutely. I'll keep them coming.
Read my book. Fuck.
There you
I'm
go.
Kidding. I'm kidding. If you want to know what I learned, read my book. Yeah, swipe up. No, I actually would say the number one lesson that I learned from that is I will never. Oh gosh, I can't. I don't know. I don't ever want to close the door, but like, I don't think I could live with anybody.
Really?
Bitch, that was the cringiest thing I ever did. Like, was moved in with a boy.
So you guys were living together for
but
like
COVID.
We were in COVID, like, and we were. This is the girl. Y'all gonna cringe. Oh my God! Please don't leave hate comments online. I'm really sensitive.
Yeah.
But and humble. So don't. But we moved in together after 6 months.
Oh. I moved in with.
I know. Yeah. I know. But you're engaged now, so like, what does that even have to do
still,
with anything?
It was so early on. Like, it was far too early on. Yeah. Under the circumstances.
For sure.
I give it a pass, but like normally I would never either.
But was he your first love?
He's my first boyfriend ever.
Oh, well, he's not your first love?
First love. Oh, first love too.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't the question.
Yeah. Well, it's like, well, first everything, but I feel like they're.
But did you know? Oh, of course you knew, girl. You ain't gonna put that ring on if you didn't know, bitch.
I knew like a year or two into it, but it took a long time. But like living together with someone, it was hard, especially with COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel like if COVID didn't happen, you definitely wouldn't have moved in then together.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But I think I also dated someone that, because they weren't online, they didn't really understand my world a lot. And I felt like I had to explain social media to someone that was like older than me. He was not that much older. He's like 3 years older than me at the time.
Yeah.
That's how I knew. I'm like, girl, I'm definitely going to be dating daddies. Even 3 years older is too young for me now. But anyways, yeah, I learned not to move in with someone after 6 months or not move in with someone at all. Like, fuck, who says you have to move in with me? And I think the other lesson that I learned from that, from what I was saying was boundaries, I think. Yeah. Like setting boundaries really early on. And I think that wasn't really, we didn't really set boundaries for Bretman Rock, but we set a lot for Bretman. And he would, because when I would come to LA for work, that's obviously Bretman Rock. Mm-hmm. And he's texting me all these things about like, oh, I think you're cheating on me right now. And I'm like, bitch, the last thing I'm literally thinking about in LA, and at the time I fucking hated LA, is dick. Like literally like, like, and literally like, you have a lot of it. So I'm just like, you have a lot of it.
We're not
so I literally
anything.
Was like, girl, I'm not missing any meals. Yeah. So like, why the fuck would I be Why would I be looking for that in LA too? Like,
and you come here so much, like you don't need that as a constant.
Yeah, and I'm a Leo, and we're known, like, I'm sure y'all are gonna comment section like, bitch, I've never met a loyal Leo, but like, Leos are loyal, I promise, especially this Leo. Like, I'm a loyal Leo, and then for him to say that, I'm like, bitch, like,
I think loyalty is like one of the main traits of a Leo.
I'm like, girl, now you're talking about how my mom raised me. My mom is a loyal girl. You know what I mean? So it was just like setting boundaries. I think that I learned a lot. Like, just like letting him know, like, hey, this is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
And he would also get mad whenever people would ask me for pictures. I'm like, why are you jealous? And these are girls.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It sounds like he just had a lot of insecurities that he needed to work on, but that's not fair to put them on you.
Exactly. And he was breaking up with me every 2 months, girl. Oh, it got to a point where I was like, okay, any moment now he's gonna break up with me.
Where did you meet him?
And at the end of the relationship, it had been 3 months when he didn't break up with me, and I was like, literally, it got to a point. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but I don't care. I don't pray, y'all. I don't pray, but like, it got to a point where I was like, Lord, please give him a reason to leave me.
Did you think you were gonna leave?
Give him the strength to leave me.
Oh my God, you're kneeling
because
at your bed.
I didn't have the strength to leave him for some reason. Because I was like, girl, every time you broke up with me, I was the one chasing after you. And then now if I broke up with you for the last time, I'm gonna look stupid for chasing after you the 8th time. So I was like, girl, it's been 8 months.
Oh, I see. So you wanted him to break up so you wouldn't chase after him.
Yeah, so that's why when people ask me, like, oh, how did you deal with your breakup so fast, because I really deal with that shit so fiercely, bitch. I moved out of my house right away, and I lived my life as if I never had a boyfriend. And it was because, one, he was breaking up with me every 2 months, so I got used to being broken up to.
Yeah,
it'd
been a long time coming.
And then two, I think in a sense of being in love, I think I was very much like how girls would love, where like they kind of clock out before the boys clock. Yes. You know how that's like a thing with girls, like they break up with you in their heads before you break up with them.
Absolutely.
And I think that was with me, where I was like, girl,
I'm done.
When he broke up with me, I was like, oh, girl, they didn't even realize I had a boyfriend this whole time. Really? I forgot I had a boyfriend. I was like, okay, grab your shit and get gone.
Yeah.
Get gone. You better hurry up.
I feel like that. I was thinking that in a relationship, a lot like long-term ones, you obviously have problems to cause what would probably lead to a breakup. So you're kind of clocked out over a period of time. So when it ends, you're like, okay, I'm fine. But with situationships, I feel like it's harder because it is so volatile and you're not sure what's going on the whole time, that I swear, like, a situationship hurts more than a breakup, I personally think.
I feel like especially when it's been a long time coming and it's the same thing, you've already had time to process it versus like, I mean, I guess it also depends if you're like getting dumped versus being the person dumping, or you're in that situation where you're just like, please break up.
Yeah,
Lord,
I'm
please.
Ready. Just let him do the.
Where did you
give
meet
him?
I'm sorry, but
where did you meet him?
Girl.
Also, do you not want to talk about this anymore?
No, I love this fucking subject. It's just like I haven't talked about it in a while or publicly at all. Yeah. So this is like a pretty basic bitch exclusive.
I love it.
Which is what we're titling this episode: Pretty Basic Bitch. Where did I meet him? I met him at the mall.
Cute.
At fantasy. The escalator.
Fantasy.
Fantasy.
Opposite.
Yes.
And
I was walking down and he was like, hey, can we get a picture? And I turn around. I literally, because we were passing like this, and I'm kind of like a puppeteer where I could talk without moving my lips. So I was like, Kihar, look at the guard going out right now. Kihar was right next to me. I was like, Kihar, look at the guard going out right now. I'm like staring at him, and then he comes up, and then so he's up the escalator now. I'm coming down, and he goes down, and then he's like, hey, can we get a picture? And it was for his sisters, I guess, because apparently his sisters had social media, but he didn't. But because they knew that he was starting to live in the... Wait, he's not from Hawaii. He was just living there for work.
Oh, okay.
They said if you
they
ever
were like,
run
if you ever run into this bitch, take a picture for us. And he was the only one that they... And they his sisters literally only watched like 2 YouTubers. And it was like one of them. So he asked me, and then, girl, get this.
The wind.
Oh my God, I'm really exposing myself right now. Like, get this. The next day, I literally post, and it was right around Valentine's. I was like, y'all, I'm looking for a Valentine's date. And I was like, in that video, I was like, I saw a cute boy yesterday at the mall. And if that was you, let me know. Guess who DM'd me?
Stop. No.
The sister.
Yeah, because he wouldn't know because he didn't
And then that's when she told me where he works, which is a place that I shop in.
Did you go?
Girl, I never stopped going until I got my bag. Girl, I see, I want it, I like it, I got it.
Oh my the fuck? God.
You, every day he's working.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh, hi. This is such a cute top.
Yeah.
Are you a top?
Top.
Do you, top. Yeah. And he'd be like, I would be like, do you have this in a medium? He's like, it's a large. The top is a large? Girl, not me. By the way, if you're watching this, I hate you so, bitch.
Yeah, we hate you so
I'm
much.
I'm not blushing because of you. I'm blushing of the fantasy.
Of the escalator.
Yeah, I'm not blushing because of you. I'm blushing because of the fantasy. Thank you. Just in case you run through this video.
For the small chance you or your sisters are watching.
But yes, I met him at the mall. Sister DM'd me. She told me where he works. And I pulled up the next day acting like the sister DM. Not the next day. Oh my God, I'm not that fucking
Was it
desperate.
Jeans Warehouse? Is that what it's called?
No,
Jeans
it starts with...
You don't have to say it. It's okay.
Okay. It's a luxury store.
Oh, okay.
So you had to spend all money on... Oh.
Yeah.
What was it? Oh! Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, that was a video exclusive. So if you're watching this on video, read my lip.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you for giving us all that tea. I've truly wondered for a very long time. But moving forward with dating, I feel like we would always talk about how we wanted to date someone who wasn't necessarily in the space, but obviously understood it.
And respected it.
And most importantly, respected it.
Heavy on the understood.
Heavy.
Exactly. But also just like, so many guys I feel like are so quick to be condescending. I'm like, oh, like you don't, do you even work? What do you do? I don't even understand. That's a job, things like that. So moving forward with the fantasy, do you have any things that you took away from that you were like non-negotiables moving forward? Especially I feel like in that department.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bitch, can you at least have a car?
No. Oh.
That's a non-negotiable for me because bitch, when this ex would fight me and break up with me,
no.
Why was my Jeep gone?
No, no.
And then he would take my Jeep to go talk shit about me with his friends.
No.
Did he at least and fill it come back up? The gas?
Exactly. The silence is loud. Oh, you know what the last straw was? Actually, because I kind of beat around the bush, so I might as well say it. The last straw was me asking him to wash the dirty ass fucking Jeep that he took after he fought me. I was literally the least you could do. I'm like, girl, I know you can afford the gas, but I know you can fucking wash the Jeep. And girl, I think Mother Nature was listening that day because she made it drizzle, girl. She made it drizzle. And I got back home and ready to see my freshly washed Jeep and it wasn't. And I literally was like, I only ask you to wash my Jeep. And I was like, oh, this is my moment. I gotta blow this shit up. I blew that shit the fuck up. He left. It was that Jeep, literally. That was our last straw. Him not washing it after taking it away from me for like fighting me and breaking up with me. Thanks to that Jeep. So yeah, at least I have a car.
Yeah, understood.
Bitch, because I'm not a sugar baby. I'm literally, I think that is the one thing I could take away from the whole thing is like, I really don't think I could be the caretaker. Because I felt like I really was taking care of him.
But also it's hard when you want to be baby and you want daddy, but then daddy's baby because you're like,
how are you topping me, but I'm feeding you?
Yeah.
Like what? How am I douching for a bitch with no car?
With your Neutrogena grapefruit scrub?
Yes,
I was
exactly.
Say you have the tutorial in your book. Mm-hmm. Go buy the book.
I'm literally like, I'm douching and not eating all day for a bitch that can even feed himself.
And not your chicken's eggs.
Exactly. Like, baby, I can't. I really can't. So yeah, I just have to be a baby and not a sugar baby. Wait, no, sugar
You
mama.
Want to be a sugar baby.
Yeah. I want to be a sugar baby.
Like, I just feel like, as horrible as your experience sounds, and I'm sorry that you went through all of that.
I had to.
It taught you so much, right? Moving forward. We want a daddy. We want someone with a car. Mm-hmm. We want someone who understands social media, but like, do you care if they're in the space or not? You'd prefer not?
I would love somebody that is in the industry.
You're okay. Like an Elliot Gray.
Not industry. Oh gosh, not like that. Like in the industry into a sense where like, girl, they know it. Like, you know, where I don't have to explain myself. Or someone that won't make me taking pictures with fans about themselves.
Absolutely.
Also someone not intimidated.
Yes.
Who's like, do your thing, babe, you know?
You know, like, girl, if if to date me is to know that I'm a bad bitch, and to know that you're dating a bad bitch is to know that everyone's gonna want me.
And be like, obsessed with that and yeah. so happy for you.
And if you can't use that fact as in your power, like, you know what I mean? Like, I would love a man that's like, yeah, I love the fact that everyone wants mm-hmm. you and like, and that only I can, you know? I love a man like that. But if it was a man that was like, oh, I don't like the fact that everyone wants you, I'm like, what do you want me to do, bitch? Be ugly? I'm sorry. That's not in my like, fantasy. Well,
that was paying for the gas. That was paying for the Jeep.
What do you want me to do? Not get a blowout? Fuck you.
Do you think with your next relationship, you're going to keep it as private as you did?
Yes.
Okay.
Till the ring, honestly. I'm like, girl.
Hard launch on the
ring. Yeah, hard launch on the ring. I'm going to be like, yeah, Alicia also didn't tell me.
Wait, I love that though.
Yeah.
So that was your full conscious decision before and you want to keep that moving forward.
Oh yeah, for
I
sure.
love that.
Yeah, because I also, going back to Bretman and Bretman Rock, like I think the one thing that I have never showed the internet is, I've shown the internet the world, I think. And I think the only one that I want to reserve for Bretman is my heart.
Yeah.
And the things, and the people and the things that I love. And I think that's also why I stopped making videos with my mom and Cleo, is because I don't want the internet to have access to them anymore. Yeah. I don't want to read comments about my mom not being able to speak English, or Cleo being like, you know, people calling this 6-year-old a dumbass because she doesn't know as much words as their 6-year-old. When, yeah. You know,
so it's like, they don't like, deserve that.
They don't yeah. deserve that. And yeah. even also with my sister, like, it's so heartbreaking, like all the time, like going on her page and like seeing all the females commenting on her, like having different kids and like so many kids. And it's just like, it's none of your business on top of that.
Yeah. But,
like, so yeah, I think.
To put it out as entertainment and then to get that back yeah. is just like, you guys don't even deserve.
Yeah. yeah. Anything that I love is not for the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Except my chickens, of course, and my dogs.
Of yeah. course. That like toes the line though of people, you know, how so many people are like, oh, well, they asked for this, like they wanted this life, but yeah. also it for us on the other side, we want to share these things until it, unfortunately, sometimes people ruin it and you have to reel it back mm-hmm. in. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a really great way to take your next relationship. Yeah,
but also y'all need to stop fucking saying that. Like, oh my God, there's
I
this,
know.
The one girl that was like, I was eating at a restaurant with my friends, which I really already barely see my fucking friends because they're out in the universe in colleges and being successful in their own ways. So I barely see them and I love being in present with them. But there's this one girl that was like, can I get a picture? You can't say no because you asked for this.
What?
How do you ask for pictures like that? Can I get a picture? You can't say no because you asked for this.
What did you say?
I was like, I literally was like, I looked at all of my friends and I was like, okay. And she got the vibe that she made it awkward.
Yeah.
And then she was like, can we do it outside?
You're like, no, you want me to get up.
So I got up, went outside the restaurant, did it outside nice because of the lighting. And then she tried to like ask for my number and like try to be friends after. And I literally just like dropped my face and then went back inside.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, I asked for fame, but I did not ask for you.
No.
Yeah.
Bitch. The fuck.
Also, you would have said yes had she asked.
Yeah,
nicely.
I'm like, I've never said no to a picture, actually.
Of course not, yeah.
Literally. Even when bitches were showing up at my dad's funeral, y'all still got your pictures, girl.
Fucked up.
That's, I cannot believe that.
Literally.
I can't.
So it's just like, girl.
Damn. I don't know. I don't
well,
know.
What can I say? I'm hot. Like, everybody wants
like,
it.
Like, you get it.
They
you
want me.
I get it.
Why?
You want a picture. Like, girl, it's you saw something beautiful. Like, you can't pass it up. Like, you need a picture. I get it.
I am the fantasy.
Yeah.
I would love to know when you go home, like, what's a day in your life on the island? And I want to know also where are your favorite restaurants and things to eat that I can put on my list when we come visit you.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Where did I get that from?
The girl. The girl. Yes. Yes,
yes, oh, yes. Yeah, yes.
Ice cream so good.
Ice cream so good. So a day in the life of a bad bitch. So bad bitches are morning people.
Okay, I was gonna say
we're morning girls. We wake up early because we also have dogs.
What's early?
Girl, I try to beat the sun.
Oh my Ooh. God.
But I'll tell you why later. Okay, so 5:30 to 6 is what time I wake up. I know, but I'm in bed by 10.
I can't be a bad bitch.
Literally.
No, we can, okay.
So 5:30 to 6, I wake up. Walk my dogs and then
all six at once.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a big yard. So I like not walk my dogs, let them out.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Not y'all actually thinking I'm walking six dogs. Oh, nar. I let my dogs out and then let them back in, feed them, make my coffee. And then I go in my little my little triangle hut that I made for meditating. And then because my grandmother taught me how to meditate really early on, I'm like a little kid. I was meditating as a little boy. And one of the biggest things that she taught me was, like I told you guys with the sun, she's a light worker. And so my grandma and I would always beat the sun, getting ready for school, and we would meditate with the sun because she believed that the first rays that you could get from the sun are the most powerful. Mm. So I literally am there like in the dark, like waiting for the sun to, like literally just in the middle of my my roof sometimes before I build my little meditation corner. I'm literally just there like waiting for the sun to kiss me.
Beautiful.
Because in my Delulu world, it's my grandmother kissing me.
Wait.
And I grew up with her when my mom left me in the Philippines and my brother and my sister all moved to America. So she was like what I saw as my mom before I moved to America. So it was like her kissing me. And I always feel like she brings me back to earth because, you know, what we do, it's very,
you're very grounded.
Easy to come on, like, you know, fly high and like, you know, mm-hmm. and especially a Leo too, like at that bitch, like I already
tie her
fucking
down.
She tied
like,
early.
Down. Yeah.
She so, was like, this one's gonna need it.
Yeah, this one's gonna fucking think she's a rock star. So let's put her down. So yeah, I would always meditate. So anyways, I'd meditate and then I would cook my breakfast, which is usually meal preps, which is egg whites and broccoli. And then I'd do my Peloton, which I love Peloton. Shout out to Cody Rigsby. Yeah, love you, bitch.
Him.
I do my Peloton, then I do my little workout. And then y'all not gonna believe this. Go to the gym.
So I do
Peloton
believe it.
The Peloton is in my garage. Uh-huh. And then I go to the gym in the actual gym after that. So I do like a pre
Got it. Like a
workout
warm-up.
Before my workout.
Damn.
And I go to the gym.
For lifting.
How much are you lifting, right? By the way?
A lot.
I know.
People, I have like, you know how people have a sleeper body? I have a sleeper strength. Like I don't look strong until like, you actually
no,
see
it's
me.
It's crazy lifting, what you're
girl.
Lifting.
Yeah, girl. With a name like Bretman Rock, girl, I was named after wrestlers. You have to be fucking strong, bitch.
How did you get into fitness? I'm sorry, I keep deterring away.
I know, girl. I'm still doing
I'm
my day.
Sorry, fuck. We'll get back to it after.
We're only at 8 a.m.
Yes. How did I get through fitness? Because when my dad figured out I was gay, he said, verbatim, but in our language, you can be gay, but you gotta do sports because I did not name you Bretman Rock for nothing. So I did every fucking sports there is, wow. Miss Remy. Like, my first sports was baseball, coach pitch, I guess. Then soccer, football, I know, for 2 months. And then track is where I kept through from fifth grade all the way down to high school.
Oh,
almost
okay.
went
so
to
you,
college
like,
for
that.
It, girl. But now I'm just a Nike athlete for it as well.
Like, wait, bitch. I love it.
Yeah, I really just be doing things. but yeah, I'm into fitness because my parents were big fitness people, I guess.
Okay.
So, yeah. Always signing up for sports. So it's just stuck to me.
Okay.
So I do the gym and then I eat my lunch at the gym and then I take all my calls on my ride back home. So that's when I usually call my sister in LA and she tells me about my week. Mm-hmm. And then by 2-4 o'clock, I'm high. I'm Bretman Rock from 5:30. to 3.
Okay.
And then she's Bretman by 3.
And when then
that,
it's out.
Yeah. When that bong
the flower
hits.
Comes
also,
out.
Because here, no one's working anymore here. So you're off
and
the
I
clock.
Work, yeah, I work LA times.
Yeah.
Like all my meetings because it's LA times. That's why I also have to wake up early. So by noon, my day is done. My
that's
contents
so nice.
Are out.
Babe, that's really nice. I love
do
the
you,
time change.
Literally, girl,
do you wait? Like, is there a time you schedule. Go on social media or like you don't go on till?
I tried to do that really cute thing at once upon a time where you don't check your phone for the first mm-hmm. hour. But girl,
it's hard.
That was like the first fucking week, girl. Yeah.
I know. It lasts like 2 days and then I'm back.
Yeah, it lasted like a week for me. And then, yeah, I'm back to like first thing I see in my phone.
Yeah.
I do almost like a like a intuitive screen time is what I call it.
You're just like too much.
Yeah, like I feel like you guys know when you've had enough internet for the
when
day.
You're overstimulated.
Yeah,
it's just like or you're refreshing and like there's nothing.
Yeah,
you're like, why am I doing this?
Literally, or like you're like it's been the third hour and you've already checked your email. Like
you've done
the same.
Everything.
You do the same like
close
notification
it,
check
back
every
close
time.
It. Yeah,
like this is the third time I'm doing this, girl. Mm-hmm. It's the time to close the day and like mm-hmm. Let me put a fucking show on and like you know. So yeah.
Wait, I love it.
Weed of choice?
Oh, yeah.
Weed of choice.
Indica, sativa, the hybrid.
I'm an indica girl because sativa, bitch, this would be a 3-part episode.
No, but I'm more of a
sativa. I like the sativa be sativa-ing, bitch. Like, indica, I need indica to like be like, girl, just chill. Oh, no okay. one also, needs to know your thoughts.
Well, I feel like we should do a high episode one time.
Yes, please.
I literally would do a 420 episode, or hopefully by the time my podcast is up, y'all owe me an episode, because this is my second episode with y'all.
We'll owe you two together and two individually.
Yeah.
We'll fill you up for 6 months.
And the cooking.
Wait, can we do edible?
Oh no, like I'm there.
Can we cook edibles and then?
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
What's your brownie?
420
on a brownie.
It's so basic. We should make it like very like fruity, like Fruit Loop Rice Krispies.
I've like never had
so
an
specific,
edible.
I
mean,
I
not
love
Fruit
it.
Loops, like the, I like the Fruity Pebbles Rice Krispies. Because the flavor is so strong that it hides like the wheat.
The only edible I've tried were these like shrimp chips. Like, you know, like the Asian shrimp chips.
Girl, that's so Asian of you.
It was so good, but that's the only edible that I've ever tried.
Did it work?
Oh, I've tried the canned drinks. I like those. I guess that's an edible, but I love those.
Do you like, you're high on edibles?
I get like too really anxious when I'm high. So I don't do
Oh, you're
too
not a high
often.
Girl. Okay,
no.
Cute.
But I'll work on it.
You can microdose.
Okay. Okay.
Me and Alicia, we will be on that bong.
Wait, I want to try. Like, we should actually do that.
Or the best place to be high ever is honestly my property.
No, like, that's all I want to do.
Like, being high on Maui Waui in Hawaii.
That's the fantasy, girl.
And you texted me about a little as well. So we'll do that.
Yes.
We'll blank and paint.
Yeah. Anyways, if you see the next Pretty Basic episode and we're in Hawaii,
Just
mind your business.
We're gonna come. Oh, wait,
I want to know your favorite. Because y'all swear y'all were coming to my birthday.
I know, I'm so sorry.
But I also know that month was a lot for you, right?
The day of your birthday was my anniversary, and I was like, Cal, we have to go. And he's like, I've made plans.
Don't even worry, girl.
We're gonna come.
I got more birthdays and y'all got more anniversaries to come.
True. Thank you. Wait, I want to know your favorite foods on the island.
My favorite foods on the island. I'm lame. Oh my gosh. Because people always ask me for my secret spots. And I'm like,
but you don't give them away.
Give us
I also don't have any, because my secret spots is literally the ones that you guys already know. Like Aloha Poke, Zippies. Mm. I love the Poke at Foodland. Mm. Helena's, if you want to try something different other than other Hawaiian restaurants, you know? And the island is so tiny. We don't even fit so much restaurants.
Also, the food's just so good because the quality is so good.
Any seafood place there, you just know it's fresh. Ugh, it's good. Our seafood, the bias.
Wait, I want to do the uni, how you just had it fresh and like
cracked it open and tried it. You guys have never had fresh uni, bitch.
It's different.
It's so different, bitch. And like, I love to like, have you ever seen that video of Rihanna like peeling a mango and she like dips it in the ocean and like
eats it because
she thinks, bitch, that's me with uni, bitch. Like, I just be cracking and dipping it with the, because it's like
salty.
It's a fantasy, girl. I'm telling you.
I really do live two lives, bitch.
Because, girl, I don't like to show too much of like, my jungle life back home, because girl, none of y'all need to see Mowgli in action, because that's also like my Bretman time, like literally just me being naked and afraid, or like just me being out scuba diving with my friends and they're like little jet skis. Because girl, I'm friends with so many cool people back home. Like, bitch, I'm friends with I can't believe I'm telling you guys about this. Anyway, I'll just tell you about her. So she is literally like a full-on mermaid, y'all. Like, her family lineage, like their family has always taken care of that beach. So her grandfather, her great-great-grandfather was like the first lifeguard there. So they've always watched over that coast in where I live now. And bitch, they have the coolest things ever, because they also shoot movies in the production world.
Oh, wow.
So girl, anytime they pull out like all the sea bobs, girl, I'm in there. Like, I'm in set, bitch. They're filming this thing right now. I can't really say the title of the movie, but it has to do with a blue dog. Not Blue's Clues.
I was thinking Blue's Clues.
I don't know.
Oh! Oh, yes. Okay.
Live action.
Okay.
Yes,
Live action.
They're filming that right now. And girl,
I'm literally on set,
like, fucking around with their sea bobs. And I'm like,
you should have been. We'll bleep it out. You should have been cast as was her name Nani?
Nani.
You would have been such a good Nani.
Y'all, the boy that they casted for David.
Hi.
So cute. And he's gay. Shout out to you.
You ever
Yes, know yes. Love him. They came to my birthday too.
I'm so mad we missed
it. We fucked up, bro.
Sorry, we'll be there.
You'll be there one of these
days.
Girl.
We're coming, yeah. Because I'm cooking with Remy, I want to finish off on what's your favorite Hawaiian dish, one dish, and then your favorite Filipino dish, one dish.
My favorite Hawaiian dish of all time would probably be kalua pig. Mm-hmm. It's like smoked pig, cabbage. And I remember just like being in high school, they would have that every first Tuesday of every month, girl.
At the school?
Yes.
Like cafeteria? Wait, I bet your
Oh, girl, all the Hawaiian kids and all the local kids, we never miss that fucking lunch, girl. But everything else, because they had, like, for us, they'd have, like, all these other, like, white people food, like pizza and all that shit. But we wait till we have our own, like, the local days, which is, like, Tuesdays. But yeah, kalua pig and rice. And what was the other question? Filipino
dish, yeah.
My favorite Filipino dish, gosh, I don't want to be basic, but if I was being specific, it's my mom's adobo. Mm-hmm. But I also could fuck up a good lumpia, girl.
Oh, like, lumpia? Same as what, yes.
I don't know.
Give me a tray.
Whoever invented lumpia can eat my ass. Like, literally, like, if you invented lumpia, bitch, I will be sucking dick.
And hopefully you're a daddy.
And then, yeah.
He's gotta be a daddy like, at this
point. It's like a Filipino mom.
It probably is, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much for coming on Pretty
thank
Basic.
Thank you so much for coming on.
I had no
on.
Choice.
These girls are against me.
Your will.
No, I had so much fun, you guys. Thank you guys for having me for the second time.
No, we love it. Obviously.
You're obsessed with me.
We are.
Obviously, I feel like it's obvious where you can follow Bretman.
Everything's at Bretman Rock.
I'm so jealous. Everything.
Why? You don't have
I have
the
like
right
Alicia to- and then like Alicia Marie and like you know, like different things like that.
You know, for the longest, I thought your last name was Marie.
A lot of people.
I was like, that's really cute.
You're like, cute.
That's like me too. People think my last name's Rock. I'm like, no, it's my middle name. No.
Wait, I didn't know that.
What's your last name?
Sakayanan.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very native, girl. Sakayanan.
Wait, I love it.
But it sounds like suck on your nans.
Yeah.
I love that.
But I love it.
Spinning. Well, thank you guys for listening. Make sure to subscribe to Pretty Basic. Follow us on Instagram.
If you made it this far, what should they comment?
If you make it this far, comment.
Just like that, with the pitch. I can't wait to read the comments. Thank you guys so much. We will see you next week with a new episode, and we love you so much. Bye.
Aloha.
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 Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.